We are up to Simen Nun Gimel. We will be doing the first three sifim, and the Mechaber begins. Omer Shatz Yishtabach Mu'umid. The Shliach Tzibur should say Yishtabach standing. Now, even though we already saw before that the Yachid is supposed to stand when he says Yishtabach as well, that's just a mitzvah. It's a good thing. Whereas in the case of the Shliach Tzibur, because he's about to follow Yishtabach with Kaddish, and he's not supposed to be mafsik between Kaddish and Yishtabach, therefore, he should be standing already so that he will not have to stand up after Yishtabach. The Mishnah Berurah also says not to be mafsik between the 15 different forms of praise that we have in Yishtabach. We should say them all together. Siv Beis. Ein lomer Yishtabach elim kein omar baruch sha'omar uktsas psukei dezimra. The Mechaber tells us that one does not say Yishtabach on its own. Yishtabach is a bracha that is said after Psukei Dezimra. If one did not say Psukei Dezimra, then he cannot just say Yishtabach. At least some Psukei Dezimra, the minimal Psukei Dezimra, which was Ashrei. Now the Mechaber mentions also Elim Kein Amar Baruch Sha'omar, if he had to have said Baruch Sha'omar first. The conclusion of the Bir Halachi is that the Mechaber didn't really mean that, and that if someone said Psukei Dezimra, but forgot to say Baruch Sha'omar, he could nevertheless say Yishtabach at the end of Psukei Dezimra. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that if someone had to leave before he said Yishtabach, say he had to use the washroom, comes back and wants to say Yishtabach now, although he's already said Psukei Dezimra, the fact that he was mafsik between Psukei Dezimra and Yishtabach would mean that he should still come back and say a mizmor, he should say Ashrei, before he says Yishtabach. Siv Gimel. Ein levorech alatifas tzitzis ben psukei dezimra liyishtabach, ele ben yishtabach liyotze. If someone got hold of a talis between psukei dezimra and yishtabach, he should not put it on then and make a bracha. The right thing for him to do is first say yishtabach and then make a bracha on the talis. The reason being very simple. Since yishtabach is the concluding bracha of psukei dezimra, one is not to be masik between psukei dezimra and yishtabach. Says the Ramah, though, Hagah mihu hashatz im lo hoyalo talis tchilo yisatef batzitzis kodim sheyaslo yishtabach. Kedei sheyomer hakadosh me'arach yishtabach v'lo yafsi. The shliach tzibur should not be putting on his talis after yishtabach. He would have to put the talis on before yishtabach in order that he say kadosh immediately after yishtabach without any hefsik in between. V'chein, says the Mishnah or the Ramah, Im ein minyan beis haknesses. What happens if there's no minyan? Yamtin hashatz im yishtabach v'yishtok ad sheyavo minyan v'yom yishtabach v'kadosh. The shliach tzibur, if there is no minyan, should wait, say yishtabach when the minyan arrives, and then say kadosh immediately afterwards. The tzibur, however, should not be waiting for a minyan. The tzibur should conclude psukei dezimra and say yishtabach and wait there. Once again, you're better off waiting between yishtabach and the beginning of Birkas Krishna. Because one is the conclusion of Psukei Dezimra, the next is the beginning of Birkas Krishna, and these are two totally separate sections, rather than wait before Yishtabach, which is making a hefsek between Psukei Dezimra and Yishtabach. Not so for the Shliach Tzibur, who is supposed to say Yishtabach. Now what happens if he said Yishtabach, and there was no minyan yet? So he can't just say Kaddish now, because they weren't there for Yishtabach. There, the Mishnah Berurah says that he would have to say three psukim, once the tzibur arrived, he would say three psukim, and only after that would he be able to say Kaddish. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that in Psukei Dezimra, Bein HaProkim, although the poskim have a suffix of whether or not you're allowed to be mafsik with brachas, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to make a bracha on a talis Bein HaProkim in Psukei Dezimra. You can make a bracha certainly on tefillin. Not only that, but in the Bir Halachi concludes that if one used the washroom, he could even say Asher Yotzar, Bein HaProkim of Psukei Dezimra.